Roll that.
She gets seized, but she's really cute.
Oh, yeah.
We're going camping, and you're going to watch.
After my call from the Miller County Sheriff's Department, we were soon leaving the rolling hills of northern Arkansas behind, headed for the swamps.
Hey, the Tomb of the Unknown Cracker. Tim had a bladder the size of a thimble.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Where the legend works the night shift.
They're pulling into an Exxon Mobil station.
Even this place has a great website. Yes, do you sell turquoise plastic pith helmets?
Good evening. Do you have any ammunition?
Yes, sir. We both forgot our teeth.
Need a box of 30-30 shells.
Regular hollow point.
Doesn't matter.
Want this on your clan account?
Y'all going camping?
I guess you could say that. We're looking for the Boggy Creek creature.
I married her!
Oh, this music is
no such
so very
thing,
nice.
You know?
I know, but we got this funding.
I guess that's why we're here. We're going to try to determine if there is one or not.
You can take my word for it. There ain't no monsters around here.
Well, then, do you have any puffy hats with filthy sayings?
I believe that's about all we need.
Hey, boy, where do you think you're going to find that monster?
Let me alone, you guys.
Gonna find him in the swamp if it exists.
Well, he don't.
He's been seen over 100 times since the early 50s.
Seen by who? Drunks or city folks like you all wanting your name in the newspaper?
Okay, call up your dogs.
Okay.
What,
all right.
What was that?
So that is a snippet of Mystery Science Theater's Boggy Creek Creature 2.
Boggy
and it's actually the Boggy Creek Creature 2 and the Legend two. Continues. So it's actually the third film in the series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the first one was a prequel or?
I don't know, man. It's not even worth watching, really. I mean, the second one's all you need. So basically they're just in a gas station full of hicks and they're just getting harassed and it's beautiful. Anyways, Matt, you ever watch that Mystery Science Theater?
I've seen a couple episodes here and there.
You're missing out, man.
It's the one with the Muppets, right?
No.
You know the join the music.
You restart the show?
Yeah, it's me to show.
All right, well, hit the intro music. Come on, do it.
Hit it.
Oh, there it is.
It's time to start Done 30. We are here right now. Done 30 today.
Anyways, so welcome to the Done in 30 podcast. My name is Zach.
And I am Matt.
And the other guy yelling into the microphone is Matt. Today's episode is sponsored by MattAttack.com. Matt, why don't you tell him more?
Well, that is the website you're probably on right now.
That's pretty much it.
It is spelled MATTATTAQ, mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful place for you to get some comedic funnies and sci-fi horrors and podcast and possibly a book if you want to click the link down below.
Yeah.
You know you want to click that dirty link.
Yeah, click on the link. You don't know where it's going to take you, but it's probably going to take you somewhere magical.
Yeah.
And just litter your PC with viruses.
And make sure you have $15
no viruses. No viruses.
No, it's not the Singapore of the internet.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're not gonna reach downstairs and she's going to have a penis or anything.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I kind of, yeah, sorry about that.
It was a surprise, nonetheless. I mean, I'm not going to judge. However you want to live your life is absolutely fine. But we did go into this agreement with certain expectations.
So did I ever make this joke to you?
False advertisement.
Maybe not. I officially decided that if I ever get arrested, I want it to be for soliciting a prostitute.
We can make this happen.
I don't know why. I figured, like, what's the most, like, hilarious form of getting arrested? And I mean, it's like, You're just trying to get laid. So yeah, it looks a little pathetic. Yeah. I get it. Moving forward.
What about
like, can you imagine getting
at a sport event?
No,
that would be hilarious.
My body's too good for that. No, man. Just like can you imagine like getting pulled over and it's like, does he have any priors? Yeah, he got busted trying to get laid.
It's like, oh, let him off.
I know, right? Like, you almost feel bad for this guy. It's like, how pathetic is that? Well, okay. So this morning I saw something or heard something about a, like an 87-year-old that was soliciting a professional.
Come here, girly.
And she was an underage, undercover cop, right?
All right.
And so he gets arrested.
I didn't even know it made him that beautiful anymore.
They find out his age, and I'm pretty sure they just went, you know what? No. And so they let him go. No charges.
Did they give him his money back?
I think they like arrested him, uh-huh. Realized the situation, probably realized maybe he had like
you're old.
Dementia. Yeah, no, I mean, either that or...
Back in my day.
Oh, okay. I think the other aspect of it was that the time he would have stayed in jail if he hadn't like paid the fee or whatever,
right,
would have been like, I mean, he could have died in jail because he was so right. old. Maybe he was really decrepit too.
Like a sudden gust of wind can do him under.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Solid breeze and this guy's toast.
I guess if you want to do some crazy shit, just roll with some oldies.
Hey, man, old people know how to party. They've been doing it for
just be like,
eight decades.
I'm just his handler. I'm with the nursing home. They sent me with him.
I bring a case of beer and a bag of diapers.
That's why I have all these needles.
Yeah, it's for his monthly injection. It's for heroin. I mean, that'd be like, wouldn't that be like the opportune time
to
do
the best
hard
cover,
drugs?
Though. That would be the best cover.
What?
It's his dying wish. It's anything that you want to do. It's his dying wish to call during a movie.
Yeah.
It's his dying wish. Don't take this from him.
He has to take this phone call. It could be the last phone call he ever takes. Oh my God, that's priceless. Find some old homeless person and it's like, hey, I'm going to pay you a copious amount of money and I'm going to feed you and board you and like, but you're going to come with me and we're going to do shenanigans. And yeah, it's like he's only got 1 month to live, but he's completely naked pissing on my rose bush. He could die tomorrow.
He's literally doing skateboard tricks.
Yeah.
In my empty pool. He could go any second. Okay.
He gets a phone call during a movie.
Do you want that to be on your conscience?
They're just like, Godspeed. Like everybody else leaves the theater. Or the manager comes in and is like, oh God.
You take him to like roller coasters, go in front of the line.
Oh,
there
that's
you go.
The best.
There you go.
Man, roller coasters lines are so,
be like,
you feel like
his,
you're going
to
die.
His wish is to die on the thunderclap.
Yeah, well, if he waited in line, he'll die before he gets on the ride.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better get right up front.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You have to be this decrepit to ride.
Now that's mean. Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
That's where I, dang it.
Hey, quit leaning so far forward. I need to see things.
I just want to hear what you're saying.
No, you don't. You can hear me just fine.
So explain these technical errors with number 19. What does it boil down to?
Oh, is that the first thing on the itinerary?
Yeah, it is. Got it bulleted, highlighted. Number one.
Bulleted, highlighted, underlined. So the first business of discussion. Wait, topic
first,
of business?
First article of discussion.
The first thing we need to cover in today's meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for all coming to the meeting. We had some technical issues with episode 19. This is episode 20.
Thanks for passing the coin.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh,
make sure you pay your monthly dues.
Is that a deli tray? Oh, geez. Oh,
these sandwiches
tray.
Are so cute.
Oh, my God. His tomatoes are really not that fresh. Can you pick mine off?
Where did you get these?
Is there bottled water?
In the back.
No bottled water. You have to go to the water fountain by the bathroom.
And then
some guy's
going
to small talk you to death while you're trying to get back to the meeting. Okay, so we're getting really off topic here. So the point is that we had some pretty savage issues with episode 19, and it hasn't been posted yet.
It is not posted
episode
yet.
19 and episode 20 are most likely going to come out as kind of like a duet. And also episode 20 is going to be the conclusion to season one of the Done in 30 podcast. Don't worry, folks. We'll be back for season two. We just don't know when.
It'll be a unforeseen hiatus.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah, it'd be a undetermined amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, we might start the next season
next week. It could be next week.
We might actually do it next year. I don't know. Maybe after this it gets famous. Like, you know, like a Hendrix album. Like you have to die and then get famous. So maybe we have to like let this simmer on the internet for like.
There we go. We'll put it on Netflix
a few months or something, and then we'll get big. And then season two will be just like out of the water. Just like
our production value's gone up.
Yeah, production value's through the roof. We actually
We're not using tin cans and wire.
Hey, don't tell our trade secrets. Like
we gotta keep the cost low.
Look, I'm just saying that the shanty of a recording studio we're in right now, season two may be in your new place, which we'll get back to that here in a little bit.
Oh my goodness, it's going to be so much better. Like, this one's made out of Q-tips and like toothpaste.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's jumble the itinerary up. Let's talk about the new apartment.
Just move things around. Just gotta...
mechanical keyboards are just fantastic. Oh, okay. Oh, don't close the window.
Gotta drag it.
Oh, don't close the window. Oh, geez, Matt. Oh, okay. So this Word document is officially fucked.
Yep. Oh. Hey, how are you doing today, Zach? Are you...
What the fuck? You were just going to talk about your new apartment. Now you're just derailing. You don't want to talk about it, do you?
My new apartment, it's down the street.
So it's going to be back where the old apartment used to be.
Yeah, sort of.
And, so you're going to remain at the same apartment complex. Hopefully this new address will be somewhat easier to find.
It's going to be a second floor.
Oh, God.
It's actually really, really nice. Like, as soon as you go in,
it's really not nice to move all of your things down a flight of stairs and then back up a flight of stairs.
Yeah, that's true. Most likely, we actually have boxes this time, so it's not going to be like a cluster like it was last time.
Maybe this time you can hire a professional mover. Because I'm a terrible friend. Dude, I am so over moving people. It's just, I feel like I did like 6 people in 1 year, man. It's just painful.
What if I paid you in pizza and beer?
I'm pretty easy.
Sounds like a deal.
Food and beer.
And
you don't have to feed me beer. Just like give me like food.
Okay.
I'm like that guy on the side of the interstate that says we'll work for food.
Well, we'll animate for food. Oh, that's a little reference to It's All Downhill from There.
And What's All Downhill from There?
Is that my new comic book? You can
starting
November.
Sorry, I guess it's not a book. It's
announcement. Here's a thing.
That's your new project is what we'll call it, right?
November 2015, I might have a floppy for you to put in front of your face and
way
to absorb it.
November
2015? Sometime in November in 2015.
So 2 months from now.
Right.
Black Ops 3 will be released in November of 2015.
It's true. I better get that done before that comes out.
Before the video game. Yeah, so basically what you need to do, Matt, is up the schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
The timetable needs to be altered.
As of Wednesday, I'm on page 16 and I need 24. So I think I could do it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Especially if we're not farting around with this.
Yeah. How many weeks? I got 8 weeks.
An unscheduled hiatus from the Done in 30 podcast.
Not that I haven't enjoyed my time with you.
You can really focus on your true life's passion.
Eating?
Oh, I was going to say masturbating. But yeah, that too. Well,
I have a litany of essential oils.
Yeah, you have a plethora of hobbies, one of which just happens to be drawing super cool comic books.
Yeah, super cool for
comic pages.
Probably around $5. I think that's fair. That's fair. Remember the Ants in the Eyes Johnson? $99.99 for a microwave. I hope that's fair. I can't see.
I hope it's fair. This washer and dryer, you can't beat that price. Is this a washer dryer? I can't tell. I'm Ants in My Eyes Johnson. I can't see anything.
This is co-sponsored by Rick and Morty Season 1 Blu-ray and DVD. Go out and get it today. Wobble up a sub sub.
What does he say? He's like, that's not even a good catchphrase or...
Like Arsenio, like, you know, from that show, from the thing he does. Well, up, up, up.
Yeah, just like that from Arsenio. But I think it was like Summer. That's like, it's not even a good catchphrase.
What did Bird Person say? In my language.
Oh.
That means I need help or something.
Yeah, like he's like, Rick, or he's like, Morty, you understand. In Bird speak, that means I need help.
He gave him like... just foliage they found in leaves.
I love the fact that when he got there, he's like, hey, Birdman. He's like, so how are the ladies treating you? And he's like, it has been a very slow...
It's been a long mating season
for Bird Person. It has been a very long mating season for Bird Person. It's just the way he talks, man. I don't know who that is, but kudos.
Yeah.
The voice is fantastic. Just like that stale expression on his face.
Favorite character, fan favorite, Mr. Meeseeks.
Mr. Meeseeks.
Look at me.
Oh God. And you nail the impressions too.
I don't. It's really close to my vocal range. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
My vocal range is
co-sponsored by Rick and Morty DVD. Pick it up right now. Okay, there it is.
They have
animatics and like the weirdest behind the scenes I've seen on a disc ever.
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 Weirdest animatics ever. Wait, did I say it right?
Yeah, I think so.
What are you holding in your hand?
This is a Cintiq pin holder, which I found recently, which has a bunch of pin nubs that I like to touch.
What is a Cintiq?
Cintiq is this thing here.
Oh, is that the device you have there? It's like $1,000 iPad that you... Construct.
I mean, if you want to demoralize it and call it an iPad, I guess
it's like an iPad,
it's
but it's not even
screen,
like.
Oh wait,
really?
No, it's not touchscreen.
But it just has the touch effect, so you can do.
It has a pen with like more points of articulation than like touch.
Huh.
It's 2048 versus I think it's like I don't even know. Now I'm an even know.
I'm not really sure what all that means. If you want to dumb it down, that'd be appreciated. I'm sure that
more money, more problem.
Well, I just don't really know what what would you say?
You know, and I only got that from the Spider-Man doll I used to have. It was like a little action figure that had 60 points of articulation. His hand could go like this, and his elbow could go like this, mm-hmm. His shoulder can go like this.
Oh, so points of motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Articulation probably isn't the right word for it.
Yeah, articulation is like pronouncing a word correctly. Like if you articulate the word.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time at the carnival with my wife. Like, that's, you know, like, you really articulated the words.
Why do you have to talk down to me?
I ain't talking down to no... I talk down to no one!
That's why this season's only 20 episodes?
Yeah, we need a break. Anyways, so the new apartment's coming up. Is it going to be a two-bedroom?
Two-bedroom instead of this luscious...
Well, you're in a one bedroom that's really nice. It's just, I mean, it kind of like
got a
limits.
Giant room and then a small bedroom.
Nah.
This one, I'm going to have a gianter room and then two small bedrooms.
Cool.
With more closet space.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm guessing Elizabeth kind of conquers your closet.
We each have our own little closets.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I've got more stuff in my closet than she does, but she definitely has more clothes.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You should see her clothing choice. It's just like 111 like black shirts. It's just like black, 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 black.
What am I going to wear today? Black. She has like one red top, one blue top, one white top.
That's her fancy going out top.
Yeah. Am I going to wear the white top? Or the red top.
Mm. And she's a big fan of Nine Inch Nails, so that's...
like half the closet.
Yeah.
There's probably like a Trent Reznor shirt in there.
I'm surprised there's not like a standee. Like as soon as I like open
it. Is that
her...
one of those things where like you open it and they like use things from a person to like make a replica of them?
Whoa, that's what? Creepy. What?
Yeah.
That's like a shrine.
Yeah, like a shrine. Yeah. Well,
just locks of hair and like...
Yeah. Like
keyboard
finger
keys
nail
and stuff.
Clippers or finger clipping.
Toenail.
Nail clippings. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, like remember that from Family Guy, Glenn like collects things from the trash and has like a Lois shrine in his closet?
Oh, yeah. And it was also referenced in Hey Arnold and I'm sure movies of all sorts.
Hey Arnold?
Yeah. Helga was like obsessed with Arnold.
Holy cow. They did shrines in Hey Arnold?
Yeah. They had a shrine in Hey Arnold.
Whoa.
She had a bubblegum cast of Arnold's head and she would kiss the bubblegum cast. Do you remember this?
I kind of do, but...
Speaking of which, Nickelodeon is considering bringing back Rugrats, Hey Arnold,
child,
and a couple
that's
other...
Like, you don't even think about it. That's
yeah, it's
kind of
crazy.
As fuck.
It is creepy as fuck, and that's kind of why they did it. To make her approachable. To pierce her hard veneer, her hard shell.
What?
To make her more approachable, because otherwise she'd just be a bully. If she didn't have like any likes or dislikes, if she was just all dislikes, she'd be like, screw her.
Speaking of likes, did you hear about that chick? Some like girl, and I really, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't done my fact checking, so this could be a satirical news article, so please take this with a grain of salt. But if it's not fake,
oh my goodness,
there was some girl, some 22-year-old, that her boyfriend didn't like her selfie on Instagram fast enough, so she stabbed him with a, listen, a sharpened selfie stick.
So she took that selfie stick, went outside,
sharpened.
Can you imagine her in like the living room with a knife?
Just like
a parry knife, whittling just going, down. Didn't like my freaking picture. And you see like little bits of plastic like flicking every
single... Okay, so here's an articulated sentence. She stabbed him with a sharpened selfie stick.
Wow, so many S's.
So many S's.
S's.
No, seriously, that's what she... And I mean, he survived. I'm guessing it's going to be like minor...
I mean, death by selfie stick?
Well, it's better than that 19-year-old kid from Houston that was... taking a selfie with a pistol and shot himself in the head.
What?
Yeah, talk about a total flippin' retard. I mean, no offense to the family. I mean, I'm sorry.
What was the hashtag? Hashtag Darwinism?
More like hashtag dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not very creative. I'll write a better word next time.
It's just... we'll come in season two with pre-written jokes.
Yeah, we'll have real material in season two.
We'll have a laugh track.
Oh, laugh track.
That'd be kind of fun.
Click. It's like,
like if a joke doesn't land, we're just
like a sitcom episode.
Yeah.
One episode that's just like a sitcom where I have like some shitty different intro
ones.
Music and
say, I make fun
Matthew,
of you and it's like, ooh.
And then, Oh, I used to have that on my old phone. I used to have a sitcom soundboard and it was like my favorite thing ever.
Yeah. It's so hacky, but it's so much fun.
You know what? I'm going to download that right now. Why don't you tell the listeners about something else that's coming up with you and your lady?
My birthday?
Yeah, your birthday.
Actually, sooner than my birthday, precisely 6 days before, it will be my 2-year anniversary. So what do you think I should do?
I'm sorry, I'm typing. There it is.
What do people usually do? They go to like fancy restaurants. They go do something during the day.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have like.
I lost you.
Yeah, you did kind of lose me. Wait a minute.
What if? I think wine and canvas might be kind of fun.
Where'd you guys do? What would you do for your first year anniversary?
Do you feel that silence? That long, awkward. I really don't remember. I think it was. I really don't remember.
Well, you. That's where I should have another soundboard.
Wrong answer,
boy.
I mean,
okay. Look, what did you do for your first date?
First date.
Because I'm not very original. Bagels. I'm like a terrible romantic, but with my previous...
We saw This Is the End, At World's End. That like
really?
Yeah, we saw that
movie on a first date.
Seth Green, is that his name? Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen. Oh, so Seth Rogen.
Talking about this
Michael
is the
Cera.
End.
Yeah, This Is the End.
Mm-hmm. They have the party at what's his face's house. James Franco.
I bought some Schvodka.
On a first date?
Spiked a drink.
Well, okay, she goes like met up initially.
Yeah, hung out for a little bit. Like, hey, you're not crazy. Let's go see a movie. Okay, let's go see a movie.
Okay, and
then I'm like, I brought this. That was whiskey, I think.
You brought alcohol to the first date?
Yeah, why not?
Dude, she's a fucking trooper. You realize that's creepy as shit, right?
Not really.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I
didn't look at her and go, you cool? Well, you're cool now.
I'm sorry. I try to put myself in the girl's shoes and I try to like do something
obviously
very.
Obviously, I felt it out before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I wouldn't have like brought it if she was like, oh my gosh, I'm like super religious.
No, not religious. I'm talking about like Quaaludes or like direct.
I mean, I was drinking it too. I would be Quaaluding myself.
There's a Lebanese soundboard. Why the hell would I want that?
What does that even sound like? It's a bunch of people shouting angry. I don't know.
Ooh, Seinfeld? Okay, I
They must not have it anymore, but it was a... Here, I'll just do this one.
I could program one.
Live studio audience. Hold on. Let's see what we got here.
I just need to get like really good sound clips from somewhere.
Nah, I got it.
Some of them sound like really compressed and like condensed. It sounds like they're laughing in a can.
Hmm. Just like our show.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got it. What's the sound in the can, my friends? What else we got? So yeah, anniversary. I'm thinking.
Okay. So
thinking
maybe take her out to a nice dinner.
Yeah, nice dinner. We like video games. We can go shooting or something. We can go shooting. We can go.
You gonna be shooting any loads? Yes, I have a rim shot. Isn't that right, studio audience? Yes, that's right.
I don't know, Ren Fair maybe? I mean, that might be kind of fun.
What?
Renaissance Fair.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned the Renaissance Fair.
Renaissance.
The Renaissance Fair.
go be lords and ladies for a day. Get, like, fake married underneath, like,
wilst thou
nymphs and
have
stuff.
A gander at my frock or something? I don't... Ew, okay, all right, they didn't like that one. Okay. I just don't know the lingo that well. Sorry, guys. Anyways, so I'm not very creative, but like with my previous relationship, when we did the whole anniversary.
Yeah, what you do for anniversaries? Just go like eat expensive food?
We went to the Spaghetti Factory downtown, and so... The Spaghetti Factory was like the first date, and so for every anniversary, it might be kind of fun
to like go see comedy or something.
It was like a tradition to go to back to the Spaghetti Factory and have dinner.
It's like it's our anniversary. Let's go ruin our lives with a terrible stand-up comedian who's going to make fun of us for 20 minutes.
Actually, when's your anniversary? The 20th?
Yeah.
So that's like what, 2 weekends from now?
I mean, we don't have
to
do it on the 20th.
Yeah, but this weekend, there's actually
the 20th is a Sunday, so I mean it's within Crackers or
Morty's
comedy credenza.
Because this weekend,
what's going on this weekend?
I think it's Morty's Comedy Club,
Morty's Comedy Fest.
Ralph Harris
and whom?
Jeff Hoskay are going to be there. Who's
Jeff Hoskay?
Jeff Hoskay is from Indianapolis, and I've already seen him once.
You can
live.
Listen to him on the Bob and Tom radio show in the morning,
actually,
from 7 to 7:15.
No, it's 6 to 10:30. Anyways, no, he was.
I mean, his little spot would be like 15 minutes because I doubt they'd have him there all morning.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from Indianapolis.
What's his name?
Jeff Hoskay.
Like, hey, Jeff, how's the weather? Well, today we've got a fan from.
Nah,
man.
They don't do that. They come in as guests. They don't have to work.
Okay, they don't have to read cards.
No, I mean that's what Christy Lee, Bob, and Chick are for, or Christy Lee. Bob, Tom, and Chick are for.
Some of those names sound familiar. Did we meet some of those people?
Standard Broadcasting.
Maybe one of those folks.
Yeah. It was PopCon. Yeah. But yeah, what weekend was that? It's been a couple months, I think. But yeah, I got to meet Chick McGee.
That's pretty cool. Got to get a picture.
I did get a picture.
Elizabeth and I both had photos.
Brought
some CDs to get signed or something.
Nah, I didn't want to be hacky. I just wanted to like thank him in person, shake his hand. He's kind of like my idol. So I mean, I gotta treat him like people. Not kind of like, he is my idol. He always makes me laugh every freaking day of the week.
There's this dude I admire from afar, and like, oh, here's a. Whoa, that's weird.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
Did you kick something?
Yeah, I think I kicked my headphones
out. Yep, you definitely kicked your headphones out.
Yep.
All right, you're back.
It's a sign.
Hello.
Testing. Arizona, Alabama.
Arizona.
But there's this guy that I kind of admire from afar, and like I want to talk to him, but like I'm too much of a fanboy to like actually say real words to him.
This sounds really beta.
Beta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like beta,
I guess.
This is beta as fuck. So who is this? Is this a real person or is this like an online thing?
I mean, I see his stuff online.
So is this a Indianapolis native?
Yep. He actually helped stop fucking with my shit.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know why your thing keeps coming out.
I mean, if it's time to party, it's time to party.
Hey, man. Why are you pulling out over there?
Oh my God, I hate you.
That's fantastic. Sorry, folks. We're having some more technical difficulties here. Is it threaded? What's going on over there? There we go.
I screwed it in. Should be good. All right.
Oh, you screwed it in, huh?
Yep.
Gave her the old corkscrew.
The old 1-2.
I pulled the microphone way too fast.
It's like, put up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just waiting for it. There we go. Splash it. There we go. Just with a splash. A
little bit of splash.
So yeah, he helped actually organize the PopCon. So he's like sort of responsible for Chick McGee being there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he probably organized.
He's a local
all the
YouTuber. He teaches at.
Do we want to drop? Do we want to name drop here? Or?
No, I want to see if word gets to him. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe you email this episode to him.
It's like skip to where I was having mic troubles.
Yeah, skip to right at 30 minutes when the show should have ended, but
I mean,
we kept
going.
We'll
go long if this is our swan song.
We have to give some birthday shout outs today, and we're going to do something for the first time ever on this show.
What's that?
We're going to make a phone call, and possibly two. Might as well make both of them. I mean, there's two of my friends that are our friends that are having birthdays today, so why not call them both?
We can call them as like their proctologist or something.
No, I'm going to sing him happy birthday.
Okay.
And so are you.
I am?
Yeah,
that,
why not?
That song's copywritten, though.
No, it's not.
I swear it is.
Happy birthday?
Yeah.
It's not.
I think like Michael Jackson or some shit owns it. No lie.
Okay. Let's research this like we should have done before the show. It's okay, folks.
We can make up our own Done in 30 birthday song.
I don't know. Studio audience, you think we should make up our own song? Oh, jeez. Oh, God. They're really against that.
Yeah, no. Happy birthday, Wheel Sue. There we go.
Wait, what?
It is true.
What is true? You going to read aloud over there?
Happy Birthday to You has been dubbed the world's most popular song. For a century now, the subtle ditty has been a traditional piece of music sung to millions of birthday celebrates every year. From, was it uncomprehending infants to U.S. presidents.
Yeah.
Performed blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Two sisters from Kentucky, Mildred Jane Hill and Patty Smith Hill. Kindergarten teacher, blah, blah, blah. Skipping.
That is a lot of text.
It really is.
Jesus.
Oh, here we go. In June 2013, a film company working on a documentary called Happy Birthday to You filed a class action lawsuit which seeks to invalidate Warner/Campbell's claim to copyright ownership of the song, so it is copywritten, and force the company to return millions of dollars they've collected over the years for wrongfully asserting copyright ownership. Blah, 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 blah.
So if we sing it, what if you and I sued? Okay, what if you and I were sitting here and we're like, hey, Matt, let's sing, you know, a Beyonce song. If you and I sang a song but said this is a song by Beyonce, doesn't that kind of like remove the copyright issues?
Yes and no.
Okay, so maybe like, we should say, hey, we're about to sing, and then insert their names and then say...
Well, they're like the Westboro Baptist Church. Like, they're just looking for a reason to sue.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't even a fucking issue until 2013.
Right.
Cocksuckers.
Yeah. So we'll just do our own little Done in 30 improv happy birthday song.
We could do the...
That's why in, like, in movies...
What's the Mexican... Happy birthday thing from like Chi Chi's.
Something.
No,
right?
That's
something
that's
años.
That's Merry Christmas.
No. You say like.
No, it's like. It's like.
Cumpleaños. Cumpleaños.
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Like that one. to you. Ole. That's like the fast, quick.
Yeah. Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday? Really?
Yeah. So they're not mission like happy. I don't know if they have enough like synonyms in Spanish that they have a happy and a merry.
Hmm.
I think we've got more words in a lot of other languages. I know Chinese has
you know
like
what?
Way more words.
I don't think we're gonna get sued. So we'll we'll just do the old...
the old Done in 30 birthday song brought to you by Matt and Zach.
We'll call it the Done in 30 birthday song, but we're just going to sing him happy birthday.
That we're going to sing him the Done in 30 happy birthday song.
Well, wait, if we call it the Done in 30 happy birthday song, it's going to be fucking... That's going to be copywritten.
By whom? By us?
What are you... Well, how are we going to just make up a song on the spot if neither of us have practiced it? I'm calling him, and we're going to sing him happy birthday.
That's part of the hilarity.
Are we going to... Should we put music on?
No, we are the music.
Acapello.
First, let's see if we can secure line one.
All I can think of is the Beatles song. You say it's your birthday. Gonna have a good time. Like that one.
I wonder who owns the rights to that now.
The Beatles. Oh.
They sold a bunch of their songs to Michael Jackson.
Yoko
who is,
Ono.
Maybe. Or Paul McCartney if he bought them back.
Where's my rim shot at?
But I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I...
Let's call him. We'll think of something.
No, because then he's going to be like, why the fuck didn't you just sing me happy birthday? And it's like, because it's copyright issues.
He'll understand. He'll get it. Come on, man. You know you want to.
We're just burning up time here. Maybe we should edit this part of the show out.
You know you want to. You know you want to, 3-4. I mean, that's why they can't sing happy birthday at like restaurants and stuff. They always come up with their own like catchy little version. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, but people sing happy birthday to each other like every day.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to come after like the everyday citizen.
We're an everyday citizen.
We're not.
They're not going to listen to this show.
We're
live in Kentucky. They don't have
now.
Internet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
The ants are still bringing it to
them first. Yeah, their attorney's going to.
A cease and desist.
All right.
Coming up after our student loan debts.
Yeah, you want to chip into my debt? How about you pay me?
Yeah, we'll just send him rocks and be like, if you can squeeze money out of this.
Or a turd.
You're more welcome to it.
Well, are you really not going to sing happy birthday?
I'm really not going to sing happy birthday.
You son of a bitch. Well, what the hell are... We should have practiced that. We should have discussed this before the show started.
Yeah, maybe. But now this is like a day in the life of Matt and Zach right here. Zach wants to do something. Matt's not too hot on it because of like legal reasons or something.
Yeah, I think there's a term for that. Pussy! Yeah, you're just too afraid.
I mean, I took a whole class on this stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at you, college boy.
Yeah.
Who graduated and makes good money.
I don't make good money per se, but I make fair money.
Mm-hmm. That I go, oh, like the state fair?
Yeah, I just
like
take
a,
it.
Like a carny?
And I try to win like the giant steak. I can never win the giant steak, though.
Do we have anything else to talk about before we do the birthday songs?
I mean, yeah, we do.
I think we're going to give shout outs to some other people too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Katie Silver. This is shout out to you, girl.
Shout out to Katie Silver. Yo,
she has
her birthday's
birthday
coming up.
The 25th.
She
also has a
September.
Clearly.
Oh my goodness.
What was I saying? She has a comic coming out on the 25th called Paper Triangle.
Oh wow. She does her own comics too.
Yep. Around that time, I'll probably do a little shout out. I've already kind of did a shout
out
today.
Weren't you gonna
yesterday I mean on my comic,
weren't we talking about there's like gonna be a new thing coming up, like a, I don't know, like a pop con or convention?
Oh,
or
yeah,
something.
That's actually what I'm gonna feature. It's all downhill from here at...
Oh, did we already cover that?
Not today.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Independent Self-Publishing Show. Anyone's welcome to come out. It is at the... let me look up that information before I start spouting that out.
You look that up while I entertain the guests.
Yeah. Give them hilarities.
I just don't believe this. Happy birthday song, not copyright.
What are you just stacking the searches there?
Well,
it should be, is the happy birthday song copywritten? So it's a yes or no question. Because now you have to go through like a filter. What am I looking up? Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Found it. This is officially the best copyright-free way to sing happy birthday.
Oh.
It's actually copywritten, owned by Time Warner.
Oh, shit. Don't.
It won't
mess
enter
with
the public domain until 2030. That's why the Free Music Archive set out to find an alternate and officially the best choice. So is it just this YouTube video? Like,
I don't know. So the independent self-publishing show will happen November 15th at the Radisson Hotel.
Happy birthday.
So you had to sing it like Nora Jones?
That's It's Your Birthday by Monk Turner and Fascinoma. If New Jersey radio station WFMU and the Free Music Archive have their way, it will soon replace the most recognized song in the English language.
So this is like an actual info video about it.
And it's all because of copyright law. The Happy Birthday to You melody was published as Good Morning to All in the late 1800s by two sisters who taught elementary school. And it was registered for copyright in 1935 as Happy Birthday to You. Time Warner acquired the copyright in 1998. The song reportedly brings in $2 million a year.
Unbelievable.
Licensing for films, TV
unbelievable.
Shows,
so they're just going to have to sing like Happy Birthday over and over. That's not copyrighted.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a phrase that we're saying over and over.
Earliest. WFMU thought it was dubious that the song still deserves copyright protection, but rather than mount a court challenge, it sponsored a competition for a new birthday celebration.
Okay, so we'll just do like Happy Birthday over and over, and then we'll throw Greg in there. It like it will interchange like Happy Birthday.
Sure.
And then it's like Greg. Happy birthday.
Greg.
Okay. All right. Calling him up. Here, you might have to get in close.
I'm gonna feel my hot breath on your
face. He might be at dinner.
What a dick. We call him.
Good morning.
Hello, Greg. Is that you?
It is.
You're on the air with Matt and Zach at Dun and 30.
Yeah, you're on the air on the Dun and 30 podcast. Matt and I are recording right now.
Wow.
So don't say anything
you
too crazy.
Don't believe where I am. I'm in the parking lot. I'm ready to get. I'm gonna walk into the Colts game.
Oh,
shortly.
You are joking.
I am. It's no joke.
But the game already started. You're a little late, aren't you?
I'm a little late, but I had to do some other things.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're gonna be a little bit later here in a second.
Yeah,
we got a little message for you.
We're gonna sing you the uncopywritten version of Happy Birthday. Is that okay?
Are you ready for it?
Wait, the uncopyrighted version?
Yeah, because apparently if you sing
the traditional
Happy Birthday song, there is a
Time
copyright
Warner
issue.
Will come after you.
Yeah, Time Warner.
Yeah, you'll have to pay
royalties. Yeah, we don't feel like paying royalties here at the show, so we're going to sing you...
Fair enough. I'll take what I can get.
Okay, Matt. Okay. Happy birthday.
Greg.
Happy birthday.
Greg.
Happy birthday.
Greg.
Happy birthday. Man, that was awesome.
Greg.
Yeah, so that's the version that we're gonna go with today.
And this is also the season finale of Dun and 30. So how does that make you feel?
Of what's the season finale of what?
the thing we do.
This is episode number 20, and we're just gonna cut season one off.
Oh,
so
I see.
Yeah. So
we're going out with a bang. We're going out with this.
You saved me for the. Finale.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's our birthday gift to you for season one.
Yeah, this is a birthday gift to you, and also the beginning of the show was a little bit of Mystery Science Theater, so you'll have to check it out whenever you get a chance.
Pretty near perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what, buddy, I'm gonna go home and watch the game myself. So you and your brother have fun, and
next on the list,
whoever else is there, you know, you guys just you have a good game, and we'll see you Saturday for the big party, eh?
I'll be there. Everybody come over.
Oh yeah. We're inviting everybody. I'll get some homeless people over to, you know, bring their
gyrate and leave their stink.
On Craigslist,
Craigslist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open call for 1131.
All right, man. Well, we will see you then.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was fantastic.
And that scene done in 30 non-copywritten birthday song.
All right. Now we're going to call Nate. I don't know where he's at. I can't believe that he was getting ready to go to the game. All right.
See, if only we did the show with more birthday shout outs, we could do like a whole series of these.
Happy birthday, paper.
I don't know.
You were invented 3,000-ish years ago.
Hello. Hello, Nate.
Hi, Zach.
Are you sitting down?
Are you sitting down right now, or are you comfortable where you're at?
I'm comfortably reclined.
We've got some news for you.
Because you're on the air with the Done in 30 podcast right now.
Well, this is kind of interesting when the caller gets called.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not every day that we call people and sing them happy birthday on their birthday.
And we can't really afford screeners, so...
Yeah, we also don't have people screening our calls, so we just call the people directly.
Well, that works with me.
Yeah, okay, but Nate, here's the thing. We're going to sing you happy birthday, but it's the, like...
Non-copywritten version
of happy birthday.
So I don't know if you know, totally a copywritten song that is owned by Time Warner Cable.
Yeah, Time Warner kind of has us by the balls at this point, so we're going to sing you the Done in 30 version of Happy Birthday.
All right, then I appreciate it, and gladly await.
Are you ready? Okay, brace yourself.
All right, brace yourself.
happy birthday, Nate.
Happy birthday, Nate.
Nate, how's that DVR running?
Happy birthday.
Are you recording the Colts game right now?
Nate. Happy birthday. Nate. And that's it.
I can tell you're speechless.
Nate,
how do you feel right now?
Nate, are you there?
Oh yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Have you started yet?
Are you in tears because this is such a beautiful moment?
I caught about the first half of it, which was lovely, and then it started to taper out.
Oh, what? Oh, we were loud as all get out. must have been a technical issue with
your phone. Must not like you, Zach, but I really appreciate it.
Oh well, you know, we aim to please here at the Done in 30 podcast, and Matt and I are doing birthday shout outs, and
as a podcast subscriber, if you will, I will be sure to catch the entire thing.
Yes.
In a few days when it airs.
Oh, yes, when it airs on the interwebs at mattattack.com.
That is spelled mattattaq.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just click the podcast portion and listen to your heart's content.
Yeah, we are. We're going to be posting episode 19 and then this episode 20 probably on the same day. So you'll get a double dose of the...
Double dose of Dastardly Duo.
Double dose of damage for that eardrum. Anyways, all right, Nate, we'll let you go.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Real quick though, is that game recording?
Yeah, real quick, before we let you go. No, I know the game's recording, thank you. That's a little inside joke for the listeners. I know the game's recording, but have you and Mike had dinner yet? Because I'm going to probably pick something up on the way home. Wait, are we still on the air?
I have not.
You haven't eaten yet?
Is the laundry done, Nate?
Are
the dishes clean?
I'll probably like call you on my way home, and we'll do something for dinner. How about that?
Can we reshingle between the time I get home? Or
excellent. Okay, well, thanks, caller, and have a good birthday.
Will do. Why? Thank you.
All right. Bye. This is the best idea ever. Calling people. Oh,
we should like call people that it's not their birthday.
Yeah, just and then talk to them and like, what do you want? I'm sitting here on the can. It's like, why'd you answer the phone? Okay, what time are we at right now?
I don't even know.
Probably like 45 minutes deep.
49.
All right, so this will be the Done in About an Hour show. It's season one. Hit the credits. Roll the credits.
This is it.